This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll in Morocco has climbed beyond 2,000 following a massive earthquake late Friday. Buildings are reduced to rubble and survivors sleep outside for fear of dwellings falling around them. Help in many more forms is on the way. VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports.
Morocco's public broadcaster, SNRT, released images of cars crushed by rubble, highlighting the challenges facing rescue workers. Much of the quake's damage was in mountainous regions where villagers had already begun burying their dead as of Saturday. And as Moroccans and tourists visiting their country took part in blood drives at area clinics, Morocco's King Mohammed VI ordered the nation's armed forces to mobilize search and rescue teams. He also called for special prayer services Sunday at mosques. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden says that he held his highest-level direct talks in months with China during the recent summit of 20 of the world's largest economies in New Delhi, India. VOA State Department Bureau Chief Nikki Cheng has more.
At the news conference in Hanoi, Biden said Chinese President Xi Jinping's absence from the G20 talks may be a result of China's domestic economic crisis.
He has his hands full right now. He has overwhelming unemployment with his youth.
The U.S. leader said Washington does not want to contain China. Biden also said he doubts China's economic crisis would lead to an invasion of Taiwan. Nikki Cheng, VOA News, Seoul.
Again, U.S. President Joe Biden says it's his highest-level direct talks in months with China. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tried to reassure Ukraine on Sunday that it will continue to be supported by its Western allies. Russia, however, had just had local elections in four Ukrainian areas it illegally annexed, and Moscow appears determined to expand its invasion. VOA's Veronica Builderis Iglesias has more details.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who last week toured Ukraine, told ABC's This Week show that he doesn't see any indication that President Vladimir Putin wants to engage in meaningful diplomacy to end the conflict.
Everyone wants this war to end, but it has to end on just terms and on durable terms that reflect Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Blinken also underscored how Russia's blockade of Ukrainian grain exports is exacerbating food insecurity worldwide. Moscow reiterated this weekend that its conditions to restart the so-called Black Sea Grain Initiative haven't changed. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
A Chinese naval formation led by the aircraft carrier Shandong passed 60 nautical miles to Taiwan's southeast Monday and entered the Western Pacific for training. That's according to the island's defense ministry. The ministry said that beginning at 5:40 a.m., it has also spotted 11 Chinese military aircraft, including J-16 fighters, in Taiwan's air defense identification zone, and that its forces had made an appropriate response. The death toll from the flash floods that have inundated central Greece due to Storm Daniel has now risen to 12, with the number expected to rise as health officials warn of infectious diseases breaking out. Anthony Karasava tells us more.
Dysentery, diphtheria, and malaria are just some of the infectious diseases resulting from the floods that ravaged Thessaly, the farming heartland of Greece. On Sunday, state health and veterinary officials said they had deployed dozens of special crews to collect dead livestock, taking decomposing carcasses to special incinerators to be burned. But with dozens of villages and hamlets still stranded, all devoid of clean water and sewage, fears of further outbreaks grow. Anthika Rasava, VOA News, Athens.
And again, a Chinese naval formation led by the aircraft carrier Shandong passed 60 nautical miles to Taiwan's southeast on Monday and entered the Western Pacific for training. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.